You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I used to play in a band, and one of the guys stole my guitar and sold it. He's since been locked up for other stuff, but I just found out it was him. How should I handle this?
God wants me! God wants me! God wants me! God wants me!
God didn't tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words. God says those words on fire as he makes all things right. Jesus bought me with his life. He says, one of those who keep me from his side.
God wants me. God wants me. God wants me. God wants me.
God didn't tell me
Loud.
We are with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm in perfect health.
Nobody likes you when you're like that.
Yeah.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Not quite as in perfect health.
In imperfect health,
yes.
I might say. Yes. We're all slowly dying right here on The Bridge Loud this week. It's even truer than it normally is. But we're still here to answer your questions, including this one that came with thebridgeloud@gmail.com that says, I used to play in a band, and one of the guys stole my guitar and sold it. He's since been locked up for other stuff, but I just found out it was him. How should I handle this? And Glenn, why don't you start us off here?
Well, I think first and foremost, let's not judge the anger that you're feeling right now. I mean, there's a tendency to say, well, I used to like this guy as a buddy, and now I feel angry about it, but maybe I shouldn't, but I really do, but maybe I shouldn't. That sort of internal tug of war just gives you a lot of extra stress. It's bad enough that something bad's happened and there's a betrayal here. Anger is natural and healthy in that situation, and what we want to do with the course of the show is look at how do we sort of embrace that, deal with that, and move past it.
Yes, embrace the anger. Very apt idea for a heavy metal show, I think. I think, if anything, an alternate title. Pretty good.
That's right.
And, Jed, let's explore that a little bit more. I think if you've been raised in certain cultures, maybe a church or maybe just kind of suburbia, there's this idea that you got to be nice and you got to think the best of people, and to be angry at someone is tantamount to, you know, assaulting them or whatever. But there are situations, this is certainly one, when you've been stolen from, where anger is a natural and proper response, right?
No doubt about it. If someone wrongs you, if someone hurts you, someone betrays you, and this is a betrayal.
That's right.
Anger is the natural response to that.
Yeah.
There's no way around that. Pretending that you don't feel angry or trying to will yourself into not having anger actually just hurts you and makes the situation worse. It'll take longer to heal. We want to be clear, Matt, you mentioned church stuff. Depending on how you were raised, you might have had people tell you that maybe God doesn't want you to feel angry. You know, the anger is bad. That's simply not true. If you read the Bible, what the Bible says is it's absolutely fine to be angry, just don't make stupid decisions off of it.
Right.
That's actually literally what the Bible says. Jesus himself got angry with people. He was direct about that. He was open about that. And again, God is on the side of people who have been hurt. God is on the side of people who have been
That's
betrayed,
right.
which
That's
means
right.
if you're wondering how does God feel in the midst of this situation, he's actually on your side. He's not cool with the way that you've been treated, and neither are we.
That's absolutely right. I think there's a very important point here that we want to clarify is when we talk about things like embracing anger, anger being the proper response, we are talking about the emotion of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And an emotion is not an action. That's
yes.
a very important distinction we made here. Feeling angry, feeling betrayed and all that stuff is a perfectly rational response. It's the right response, and it's the way that processing this healthily starts off. However, acting out of anger, as Jed points out there, is probably not a bad idea. But that's not because of the anger. That's letting anger make you do something stupid. The problem there is the stupid decision that will have consequences for you.
Right.
And when we come back, we're going to look at some ways to acknowledge that anger, to feel that, and to pull that off in a way that's actually going to be healthy and help you move forward when we come back on The Bridge Loud. Here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think my health is really due to clean living.
Sure.
Really?
No.
Because we're on at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I have the bacon flu.
Really?
All those years of bacon consumption, they finally caught up with me.
Well, we all knew it was going to happen.
Well, that's a dark public service announcement. Fear the bacon. We are continuing to answer a question that comes into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I used to play in a band, and one of the guys stole my guitar and sold it.
Mm.
He's since been locked up for other stuff, but I just found out it was him. How should I handle this? And, Jen, if I can get you started on this one. In the last segment, we looked at the emotion of anger, how that's the right and proper response. So now if we can get to the point where we admit we're angry at this dude for stealing our stuff, now what?
Okay. Well, again, someone has wronged you, someone betrayed you, someone stole from you. Feeling angry makes perfect sense. And if we're going to pretend we don't feel that way, that's going to cause other problems. The issue is, now what? I think the first thing that we want to look at is, if you grew up the way I grew up, you feel like if someone betrays me and I don't retaliate, it's like I'm sending a message to everybody else that I'm a punk.
Right.
So that's how people should do me from now on, because I don't know how to handle my business. So everybody just line up and take a swing at me, because that's what time it is.
Right.
Here's the thing to know about that. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
That's simply not how life works. I deal with guys at Cook County all the time where that way of thinking is what's gotten them behind bars. And we don't want to see that happen to you. Grown folks do not believe that self-control and weakness are the same thing.
That's an absolute critical point here. And Glenn, I'd love to get you to pick that up. And you've done a lot of work as well with guys in gangs and guys in jail and people who grew up with a very codified sense of this, of every action has a retaliation, otherwise
right.
everything will pop off. Again, as Jed points out, you often meet them when that has landed them in jail.
Right.
So we can question whether or not that's a really effective worldview.
Yeah.
But what is that difference? In this difference is we're talking about there's denial and there's weakness, but then there's right. I am angry, but I am choosing to control my actions within that.
Right. Well, I think it has to do, as Jed pointed out, with how you see yourself within that. And specifically that as someone who has been on the receiving end of a betrayal, if you make the choice of saying, this is making a statement about me, then you feel that you must make a statement back that answers to that. As you say, 100% of the guys who we're talking to in jail, that's why they're there. You know, it's really, you learn that lesson from talking to them pretty quick. But the difference is to recognize when someone does something bad, wrong, abusive, in this case a betrayal, then you have to recognize this is making a statement about them. It doesn't make a statement about you. I mean, the only thing it says here is you had something this guy wanted. If you sit back and say, well, he did this because he didn't respect me and I had so on and so forth. Well, okay, do we go and find him and punch him and now he respects you? It doesn't work that way. So don't internalize those things. Recognize he did it. That's on him.
Absolutely right. We'll be back with more on this right here on The Bridge Loud.
Revolution.
back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Jed Brewer.
Greetings.
And Glenn Fitzgerald.
Yeah, this whole story reminds me of a church that we were dealing with that had an air conditioner mounted on its roof that weighed about the same as, like, a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yes, we're not talking about a window unit. This was a commercial air conditioner.
And two guys with a truck and no crane or other equipment stole that air conditioning unit off that, the roof of that church. That's focus and determination.
On some level, it's you can understand why the church was angry, but for those of us as outside observers,
it's just impressive.
You got to show a little bit of respect.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of effort, but that effort doesn't say a lot about the church. It really speaks more to
how bad those guys wanted it.
Yeah, just and sometimes you get a vision and you can kind of go for it.
That's absolutely right. We are continuing to answer a question on that line that came into the bridge. loud@gmail.com says, I used to play in a band and one of the guys stole my guitar and sold it. He's since been locked up for other stuff, but I just found out it was him. How should I handle this? I'll also point out, I really like the idea of those guys who stole the air conditioning unit just taking that home and trying to plug it into their one-bedroom apartment.
Yes.
Just really get into the coolness, man.
That's right.
But we've looked at the emotions of anger about this. We've looked at kind of moving on and how to show some self-control and not let other people pull your strings on that. And, Jed, if we want to look at what's a concrete thing I can do, I feel the anger, and I want to be positive about it, not negative. I want to do good. What's a thing I can do to go out and address it that way?
Very straightforward. Go to Walmart, buy a new guitar.
Hello.
Get it, play it, enjoy it, and let that be your response.
Yep.
Move on with your life, man. Every time you think about, man, I can't believe that dude did me like that, pull out that guitar and wail on it for a while.
Right.
Go to town, have a guitar, enjoy playing it, and rock out.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Glenn, when we're talking about parallel situations with betrayal and kind of feeling used and all that kind of stuff, what are some more general what's the general principle Jed's talking about here, in the sense of somebody stole your guitar, instead of being all pissed about that and being angry at them, go get a guitar, be happy with your guitar. How do all of us kind of apply that principle to life?
Well, it's like that old the Zen saying, if you sit by the river long enough, you'll see the bodies of your enemies floating by.
And that doesn't sound super Zen.
And it's not super Christian either, I guess. But the whole idea of that is just saying the best revenge is loving right. The idea is this guy's in jail. He's got the consequences.
Jail is not a vacation.
Yeah, the consequences of his actions have caught up with him. But it's about recognizing that the victory is not in a response that you direct at him. Victory is about you living your life in a way that you're happy with. And that, as Jed said, you get that new guitar and you get to sit and play it. Recognize this guy didn't set you back. He didn't destroy anything in your life. You're able to move on. And we want to see you live in that kind of peace. That's what we're really talking about here.
That's absolutely right, and that goes exactly to what we were talking about in the previous segment. If we don't want the rest of your life or your time or your emotions to be caught up in this any more than it needs to, we want you to move on, have a happy life, start enjoying it. And we'll be back with just one more segment right here on The Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think these guys are a little angry at me that I'm healthier than they are.
Almost undoubtedly. And Jed Brewer?
Filled with rage. No, it's therapeutic rage, but
sure,
rage, yeah, all the same.
Sure. Take 20 cc's of rage.
That's right.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in if you have a question for us. It says, I used to play in a band, and one of the guys stole my guitar and sold it. He's since been locked up for other stuff, but I just found out it was him. How should I handle this? Now, as we pointed out in the previous segment, you don't really have to worry about revenge, because this dude is in jail, and jail is bad.
That's right.
The place is bad, the people you're in there with are not always particularly pleasant, and of course the food is bad.
Yes.
Oh, it's bad.
Every jail you go to, not only do they have the low-grade meat, they have their own secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
I want to offer you something that's very much the opposite of that. This is a secret sauce that's a positive.
That's right.
It's an accoutrement, if you will. Yeah. And Glenn, as we mentioned a couple times here, a big part of the work we do in our day job is working with guys going to jail, guys who have let anger dictate some of their actions.
That's right.
And then the county has gotten involved. So what are the kind of things you've learned over years of counseling those kind of guys?
Well, this is where we had to start talking about the F word. And in this case, that...
It is overnight here on Q-Rock.
That's right. The really offensive F word we had to talk about is forgiveness.
Oh, nobody likes that.
Yeah, I'm the least... willing to forgive or interested in forgiveness.
As one may do some distinct profiling from the last name Fitzgerald.
That's right. Exactly right. So I think, none of us likes thinking that way, but what's funny is when you get down to forgiveness, it's not about saying this person's not guilty. In fact, you have to declare somebody guilty in order to get there. Forgiveness is not about saying that this is okay, then. So it is declaring this is not okay with me, this is wrong, but I choose to let go of it. First and foremost, that gives you freedom, and that's what we're trying to achieve for you with this whole podcast. Second of all, it sort of changes our whole spiritual outlook in the sense that if I can embrace that God's forgiven me of things, that allows me to forgive other people in turn, and I feel there's a balance. But if other people wrong me and I choose not to forgive them, and I hold that inside and it's killing me inside, it's harder for me to go to God and say, hey, God, why don't you let me off the hook? That you feel like you can't do that and you're stuck. And we want to give you freedom instead.
That is absolutely right, and forgiveness really is the path to that. We want to thank you for writing in. If you have a question for us, remember that's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'll be back next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
The Bridge Loud. All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.